Radio.
So here we are again in the marvellous studio in the marsh. The sun was shining. I don't know who's nicked it, but somebody's stolen it. So if anyone out there can find it, bring it back to the marsh. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, Channel Radio, we're waiting for the sunshine.
Yeah, so you're here listening to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk, and we are on show 27.
Or week
21.
No. 21. I'm going backwards. See? Time warp. It's this place.
It is.
And you're listening to my lovely dulcet tones, Angela Briar Stevenson. And in the studio, of course, I have the lovely...
Jan Mulligan. Good afternoon,
Yay.
Everybody.
Hello, Jan. And a marvellous... I'm going to just move that water, because all I've got at the moment, guest, is a vision of a bottle of water. And that's not our guest today. Our guest is a wonderful, gorgeous woman called Linda Goodyear. Hello, Linda.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome. Hello. Come closer to the mic. Befriend it.
I will.
Hug it. It's your best friend. And we're going to talk to you, Linda, about your fascinating, inspirational, tear-jerking, for perhaps some of us, especially me, your journey and your story to tell and the fabulous work that you now do and are continuing to do. And we're going to also make sure our listeners perhaps even do some fundraising and raise even more wonderful pennies.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be good.
Anything that we can do to really shout out about what you're doing, because it is a fantastic thing that you're doing. So, Jan, have you had a good week?
I've had a lovely week.
Have you been busy?
Been very busy.
Have
yes.
You?
I've been London, Kent, all places in between.
Wow.
Bit in the garden.
Living out of a suitcase?
Not quite living out of a suitcase.
Okay. Yeah. And we've had various people tuning in via Facebook saying hi, welcome.
They
love the show. Hello, Gwen. Our lovely listener, Gwen. And I'm just looking at my screen, making sure that my music is actually on the list there. I've just suddenly had a quick panic of, it's disappeared, but it hasn't. So we've got some great tunes.
If you hear silence, it means we're thinking.
Yes, well, mine's not silent. My cogs do. They're quite rusty because I'm so old, you see. And we have some lovely music, which also Linda has chosen today. Some lovely music, some lovely tracks, which are great tracks to sing along to. Don't forget, listener, we do our singing. We won't put you through that pain. We'll turn our mics off by that part. So we whiz by with our hours. We whiz by with the minutes. So let's crack on and talk about the more important lady in the room, Linda. So Linda, if I may, just for our listeners' point of view, we've had a bit of a chat out there in our green room. Yeah. I don't know why do they call it green? It's not green, is it? Anyway.
Long story.
We've had a little chat, but for our listeners' point of view, they may or may not have heard you with your little chat with Clive on Marshmallows.
Oh, yes.
Back in August.
Yes.
When the sun definitely was shining,
God,
wasn't
it? A time ago.
I know. Here we are in our woolly jumpers.
Yes.
And hopefully Clive didn't have his shorts on, did he?
No, I don't think he did.
So, yeah, for our listener, just to cast your mind, but to give them a bit of your story, is that you were studying, weren't you? Your university or
yes,
and
I
or
was.
Working? Was that what
That's
I heard?
Right.
So what happened? What was your journey?
I work with guys with learning disabilities in Folkestone in a home, and I've been doing that sort of for a number of years. And I also had an interest. I still do love art. I love painting and drawing. And I was doing a part-time degree down in Folkestone and had loads of friends there. We had a great time every Wednesday. And then I did 4 years, got my 4 years done. And that was coming up to the fifth year, but...
5 years?
Yeah, it's a six-year programme.
Six years? My goodness! I didn't know they did such long programmes.
When you like to study, you like to study.
Oh, take my hat off to you on that respect.
Yeah.
Okay. And basically, we're not worthy, Linda. We're not worthy. So yes, nearly coming into your sixth year.
And I sort of had a feeling, Angela, that my hormones were playing up. I was sort of at a funny age, I think, where I thought, am I coming up for the menopause?
Yes, that lovely, dreaded... I know that feeling.
So I sort of had a year where my hormones and everything was all upside down a bit, and I thought, I'm going to take a year out here, which I did. I took a year out, and then I was getting ready to go back. It was about March, April. I'd actually done a lot of my dissertation. I'd done like two-thirds of it. I was preparing. I knew I was going back in the October, and then it was a bank holiday. It was May, and up until then, I was supporting a friend who had breast cancer. I mean, we were friends anyway before this time, and I was sort of making sure she was okay. I felt so sorry for her. Then suddenly, I think it was a Sunday, about May the 6th, I think it was, and I found this lump. And my husband said, it's just a coincidence, you know, you've been helping your friend, you found this. Just go to the doctors and get it sorted.
Good, I'm glad he encouraged you.
Yes.
Good,
yes.
Good.
And my GP said, well, don't worry, because it's 96% sure it's nothing, you know. I thought, okay. So, but he was very supportive. And then I went to, I had it checked out. He made sure I was going to have it checked out.
Good.
But then sort of the ball started rolling a bit. We realised it was something.
Right.
And we went and saw the consultant, who is just a great man. He's, can I mention his name?
If you want to mention him, you mention him.
Yeah, Mr. Williams. He's lovely.
Mr.
He's...
Williams, we love you.
And he was my consultant at the William Harvey Hospital in Ashford.
Oh.
And he was just lovely. And he makes every woman feel special, no matter who you are.
Can you introduce
you're
me?
Special.
What's his number? Tell me after the show. I'm going to be stalking Mr. Williams now. Watch out.
And he did, just made us all feel so special. I mean, obviously...
You are special. You are.
He sort of said, look, this is what you've got. And mm-hmm. the initial... when I think the worst part is when they actually say, yes, you've got it, you know, and... And I felt this sort of physical pain. I felt someone had, like, thumped me in the stomach. Oh, God. You know, it wasn't like it was this physical pain. Anyway, we had a chat about it, me and my husband, and phoned relatives like you do, and said, this is what I've got. But then my husband, being very practical, said to Mr. Williams, OK, so what happens next? So he said, OK, could be an it will be an operation, be a mastectomy. Then it'll be more than likely be chemo, then radiotherapy, then hormone treatment. So I thought... gosh, that's a long road.
Yeah,
I'm only at the very beginning,
journey,
you know. Yes, yeah. How long is this going to take? Up to a year, he said, you know. So, okay, so we sort of went away, had a good think about it. I think the first week, first couple of weeks, it was just sinking in, really, you know.
Oh, sure.
And, but sort of at the same time, I was thinking about projects. I sort of didn't know whether I was going to go back to uni or not.
Right.
My husband said, perhaps you should just think about your health, think about what you could do. And so the,
he sounds a great guy, your husband.
He's very supportive.
He is. I might be stalking him next. Watch out.
Don't tell her about any more men.
But no, that's seriously, I'm all joking aside, but it is so important to have somebody there that does look at the, okay, what do we need to do?
Yes.
What needs to be focused on? And you're right, it's you, isn't it? You're important. Yes. So yes, he said, let's look at number one.
Yes, so, and once we sort of knew, and that's sort of quite important, Angela. I've heard sort of other ladies say that they go a little bit, you know, at first they're not sure how to sort of take it, but once you get your treatment plan,
right,
it puts it into perspective a bit, and you can focus and think, well, okay,
I'm
going to have my operation, then we're going to focus on the chemo, and, you know, it's once you get to the end of treatment that you feel a bit lost because you think, well, I've had someone looking after me for 10 months.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've been knowing what I'm going to be doing the next week or the next month. And then suddenly someone says, okay, goodbye, bye, that's it now. You know, you think, where am I? You know, what's going on, sort of thing.
It's sort of like, I know it's not completely the same, but some people have described it to me who've been in your position. It's sort of like you come back from a honeymoon and it's that flat. It's like, oh, and people that have come home, my experience of coming home from hospital with my husband, we've been in hospital full on 24/7 support. You get driven home by the ambulance, dropped off, bye bye.
Yes.
And you shut the door and you're like, oh, I won't swear, listener, but you can fill in the gap to your description. You say a word of, oh, I'm on my own now.
Yes, yes.
Now what?
Exactly the same.
And I'm sure that sounds very similar, that, you know, now what?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it was very much like that. And then sort of when I got to the end of treatment, I thought, right, okay. I was put on some hormone treatment that didn't really agree with me. So that sort of left me a little bit sort of up and down for a few weeks. But then we realised, no, let's go to your doctor and get it sorted. So we went to my GP and they put me on a different hormone therapy, which is just great now. It just causes me to do a lot of walks. I've just finished a half marathon. And
You just throw that in. Thank you, Linda.
I should forget the men. What tablet are you on?
Boho. Hello. I just threw it in as well. Oh, yeah, and then I did a half marathon. Just, you know, I just walked. I mean, that is a serious, serious activity. 13.1 miles. I know, because I try and run it. But where was that, in London?
That was in London. We did it for Shine, for Cancer Research UK.
Right.
And we walked all up one side of the River Thames, and then we walked down the other side. So we saw all the London sights.
So where does it start? It's not the same as the marathon route, is it, in London? Does it start at Greenwich?
Where did we start? We started at Battersea Power Station.
Okay.
And then we sort of went up.
Oh, did you go past all the Battersea dogs home and
yes,
the cats?
Yes, we did, it's right next door, yes.
Oh.
And you said this is an evening walk, isn't it? So
yes, it is, Jen.
Nice lights of the river and...
Yeah, we started at, I think it was 10 o'clock and we finished at 25 to 4 in the morning.
Gosh.
Is this in the summer, though? Is this a summer night walk?
September the 28th, I think.
So it could be a bit
chilly.
It
could be dodgy,
couldn't it? Yes, it was quite chilly.
But you're allowed, as your colleague that came along with you, who's relaxing out there in our green room, she was saying you can wear clothes, though.
Yes.
It's not the other one I was thinking of, where people wander around in their underwear and decorate their underwear, which I couldn't do that, I'm afraid. And especially if it's a bit nippy. Sorry about the pun. So you did that.
Yes.
And that was to raise some serious amount of money, yes. I understand.
Yes, that's right. I mean, there was a little group of us. We sort of met on the Macmillan website last year when we were in treatment, which is just fantastic. It's the Macmillan community website.
Oh, right.
And we all go on passwords. We all have these little passwords, so you don't give too much of your personal information away. You're just like a little little nickname. And but
are you allowed to share what yours was?
Can we guess what mine was? Mine was my little dog, Winston.
Winston.
Now, see, I've been seeing your Winston tag, and I thought, now, why Winston?
Yeah.
I come at all sorts of reasons why I might be Winston.
Yeah. You were going off at 15 million tangents.
I was.
None of
I
which
was.
Were right.
No.
Winston. Oh, I love it. So, yes, you are Winston online in this little community room.
that's great.
So it's enabling people to connect and chat about anything or your experiences or struggles.
I mean, sometimes you can just, what girls used to do was put a question up like, okay, going in to have some treatment. Has anybody else had the same treatment as me? I'm starting radiotherapy.
Yeah.
Has anybody had these side effects? Are they normal?
Yes.
And we can compare notes, you know, and people will respond and say, yes, I was in radiotherapy 3 weeks ago and I found I had these problems, you know. And
then
it just puts you in direct contact with that other
person. That's a brilliant resource, isn't it?
It is.
To chat with somebody online, with somebody who's had the same experience, can lay some fears or give some positive thoughts.
Or as you say, share that. Well, this is what I did. This is how I found useful, that helped me during that. If I had that reaction or whatever it is that they're doing or posting, that you can share. Because everyone is different and everyone deals with things in different ways.
Yes.
So, but I think anything where it's community. I mean, who cares wins? That's part of our aim, is to share that knowledge, share the love and share that knowledge for people to, actually, there's a little nugget there that I'm going to take away and store and utilise and, you know, perhaps live an even greater life.
And again, it's that building friends and building the support that you need.
Absolutely. Friends, support. I challenge anyone, ring in if you want to, that can do it completely on your own. There's an element of support needed somehow, isn't there?
And sometimes, I think a lot of people probably agree, Angela, that there were times when you didn't really feel like going out a great deal. You weren't feeling too well.
No.
But you could bond with these ladies on the community website.
Yeah.
And you felt you were socialising to a certain degree. Even you weren't actually meeting.
But you didn't have to physically get up, get dressed, go out. Yeah, absolutely.
That sounds good.
So you met these people and what did somebody just say, hey, how about let's do this?
Yeah, well, what happened one day, you usually don't give away too much information of where you live. But one day I mentioned Baytree online and I said, I live in East Kent, you know, and they went, East Kent. And I had like three or four ladies go, where do you live? I live so-and-so. And so there was two ladies, Sue Tabor and Denise Friend, who's at Hythe, who are great buddies now.
Oh.
And whatever I do sort of in my fundraising, they're there.
Fantastic.
Know, and all from the Macmillan community.
So
website,
if they're listening in, fad job, keep going.
Absolutely.
Marvellous ladies, thank you. So you decided, let's go and do a walk. I mean, I just can't get over that. Let's go and do a walk.
I still want the name of the tablet.
It's just like amazing. You know, despite everything else, Linda, just doing that is, I'm sure, would be inspiring our listeners too. Do you know what? Yeah, maybe I could just walk round to the shops, do a few steps, because this woman, you'd finished your treatment or were you still in it when you did the walk?
This sort of happened about 3 weeks ago. So I'm on hormone therapy. And the hormone therapy I'm on, Angela, can sort of slightly affect your bones a little bit. So I'm sort of fighting against it and thinking, well, the more I walk, my bones are going to be fine, sort of thing. So,
yeah.
And it just sort of, but they told me that my bones weren't quite good condition. So, Even so, I just keep walking.
So this Mr. Williams, not only is he good, but he tells you you've got good bones too. Hey, I'm liking his style. And let's have a little music break because, as always, our guests, as the listeners may know now, our guests are not ever prompted to do this, but they do it without realising. They introduce our next song in a very wonderful way, so much better than I or even Jan could do. And you talked about friends, you talked about friendship and connection. And we're going to have a bit of Queen, which I know you like, Linda. Mm-hmm. So you can bop if you want.
Lovely.
And we've got a bit of Queen, You're My Best Friend. So there we are. You're my best friend, Linda.
New best friend.
New best friend. And Mr. Lovely. Williams, if you're listening, you're my best friend too. You're listening to Who Cares Wins Radio, and we are on channelradio.co.uk. You can listen to us live or, of course, listen to the recordings later at your leisure, perhaps while you're cooking later on. And you're listening to our lovely guest in the studio today, Linda. I was going to say something else then, and I'll backtrack. I don't know where that came from. Linda Goodyear and Bay Tree Place. You've mentioned this briefly, and you said about this is my home, Bay Tree Place or something. But it's linked with your activity and your charity work.
That's
now.
Right.
So can you tell our listeners about this Bay Tree Place?
Yes.
Not so much your home and your living room, but it is, isn't it? As you explained to me. You've actually opened your home up.
Yes, we have. Yes, it's when we moved in there, Angela, we moved in about 7 years ago. Mm. And then when we moved in, I could see this garden and I could see like a vision or something. I thought something's going to happen here.
Wow.
Because there's only myself and my husband that live there. And we've got our doggies. But
Winston.
Winston's there. And I thought, well, I don't know, something's going to happen here. So I'm going to have people in here and it's going to be nice, you know.
Oh, lovely.
But I just didn't know when it's going to happen. But like last year when I was first started going through treatment, it was only probably after 2 or 3 weeks after I was diagnosed, I thought, I'm going to make this dream happen. I want this to turn into a lovely place for people to come to that are going through cancer treatment, that we can support them. And we had a lovely summer. We had parties. We've had cold boots in the garden. And I really didn't think I could make it happen at first. But then I thought, well, you know, people do make dreams happen. And,
they do.
I'm going to have a real good go at this. You know, I'm quite determined. And it sort of, it was good because while I was in treatment, I didn't have a lot of energy. And I couldn't, there were times when I thought, this isn't going to happen, you know.
Mm.
But towards the end, I thought, well, I don't know, a little twinkle was happening. I thought, yeah, I think this is going to really happen. And then when I made my mind up.
Yes.
I thought, yes, just go for it. And I said to my husband one morning, let's go for this. And he said, you're up for it? I said, yep, come on. I never looked back since, you know. And
I've got goosebumps. It's just so great. In anyone in business, whether it's from your angle, your pathway, or any other pathway, where people, you have that vision, you have that little nugget. And it's about perhaps just hanging on to that bigger vision. And then, as you say, there's at some point, you'll get to a little ignition switch that will be one day you'll go, do you know what? This is the time. I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be about masses and masses of energy. It can be just that one step, that decision, and then things start to fall into place. Mm. So it's your home though. You open up. So
I do.
It sounds like you've got this huge garden. You've got a field, some meadow or something.
Sort of on the corner of two streets, really. So our garden's probably about 30 foot square. It's sort of on the side.
Right.
And, we had a lot of activities during last summer because it was such a great summer and it was good.
Oh, it was fabulous. It was a little bit too warm in here, though.
Mm-hmm. We melted regularly.
I lost a bit of weight, but I've put it all back on now. Comfort eating for the winter. So, yes, you opened up. And what sort of events did you have through the summer? Boot fairs, you mentioned.
Yeah, we had some boot fairs. We had the ladies in treatment that came along, started to come along. And then I had neighbours who have always had an interest in car boots and everything. They came along and invited their friends. And so we just started fundraising on a small scale, really.
Great.
And we offered coffees, teas.
Yes.
And we all got to know each other. And we did sort of fundraising. We started to raise money. And I have a neighbour across the road who's just great. I'm going to mention his name. Is that all right?
If he's happy for you to mention his name, come closer to that microphone, my love, because they can definitely hear you even clearer then. So go on then, what's his name?
His name's Malcolm.
Oh, hello Malcolm. We love you too.
And he started me off with my little BT community website, which I was absolutely terrified for a month. I couldn't go near it. I said to myself, I can't do this. He said, Linda, just start doing it. Malcolm started me off with it. He said, right, now you start filling the pages in. Just do it a step at a time.
Yeah.
And then eventually I thought, I've got to do it. So then I started to fill the pages in. Because
you've got a blog on there, haven't you? Sort of you call it a diary.
That's right.
And other people are now putting theirs up.
Yes, I have a friend called Liz Riley. She's absolutely lovely. She lives in Devon. And her husband went through treatment for throat cancer about 7 years ago. It's quite a story, actually, because Liz herself couldn't read the diary. She found it too emotional to read it.
Sure.
And then when she knew we were starting up Baytree, she suddenly contacted me one day and said, I want my diary to go on your website and I'm going to read it and it's going on.
Oh, see how you just, that little ignition switch and you've just started, it's a bit like the pebble in the water and those little ripples are touching, you know, from probably further afield than Devon, I'm sure. So Baytree Place, so can I understand, was that the name of your house or how did the name come about?
Well, we've got sort of Baytrees in the garden, really, and we had one little baby bay tree, if you like, which was it looked quite symbolic. It was quite small. And so we based it on that, really. And we had other bay trees. So I said to my husband, what do you think of Bay Tree Place? He said, sounds good.
Yes.
And so that's how we sort of started with the name. And then we started off calling ourselves Breast Cancer Support East Kent. But now we call ourselves Cancer Support East Kent because it's open to everybody, really.
Yes, you were saying earlier that it's not just those that are going through breast cancer. It's anyone, as you said, just there. You know, somebody's gone through with throat cancer.
Yeah.
But also what I picked up there is that it's support for everyone.
Yes.
It's not just the patient.
No, definitely. I will mention my friend Sarah. We actually, I knew her last year when her husband wasn't very well. He didn't have a good diagnosis and passed away in July.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But he'll be looking down on us today with a big thumbs up.
Yes. And he's alive on our website, Angela. Oh. He's got a page on our website and I talk to him. It's called Dear Dave. And I tell him everything about Sarah, tell him what's been going on.
Yeah.
And
he likes that because he likes to know what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. because she'll probably hate it, won't she? Like, he now knows everything. There's no secrets anymore. But that's wonderful, that dear Dave, and being able to express, which I think some people realise by expressing is a form of therapy. People talk about writing as therapy and art. As an artist, you must know the therapy side of that. And
but
the
as
release.
You said about your friend in Devon, it's timing. It's it's when it's right
for you. It's
got to
be right for you.
Yeah.
You can't be forced into, you know, you must do this. Yeah. It's got to feel right. Like setting up, as you say, Bay Tree Place and setting that up. It, you had that feeling in you.
Yes.
And it's come when it needed to come, and it's come to fruition.
Yeah.
So in terms of activities, is it purely daytime activities? Do you do a B&B service?
What we actually do, Jan, we've sort of moved out into the community a little bit. So people still contact us if they want to come in, have a chat and tell us about how they're feeling or what stage of their treatment they're at. We come in and we have a chat and a coffee. But we've also moved out to our local pub, which is called the White Horse Pub at Hawkinge. And they're lovely people there.
I don't know it well, but I will.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah.
And we have coffee afternoons there. We have our ladies that lunch.
Oh, lovely.
We love ladies that lunch.
We do love ladies that lunch. Can we invite the honorary man now and then?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they love that. You know, we sort of get together, we have a chat and over a lovely meal. And then we've gone into our activities now. We've got tomorrow, in actual fact, in our village hall. That's Hawkinge.
That is in Hawkinge again. Okay, just clarifying that.
Yes. We've got a craft fair, a car boot fair, and we've got my friend Denise, who I met on the Macmillan website. She also supports Annabelle's Angels, which was a lady called Annabelle who sadly died last year from breast cancer. And she raises a lot of money for Annabelle's Angels. Simon Hancock's was her husband.
Right.
He's up in Derby. And we're sort of in contact through Facebook. And that's sort of another story. Could probably go.
Brilliant.
But she'll be there tomorrow. We've also got a disability centre down in Folkestone called the Martello Centre. They'll have their craft stall there as well. And I've got two lovely ladies called the Cinnamon Sisters.
Wonderful name.
Yeah. And what do they do?
And they're going to be doing our refreshments. They'll be making putting their homemade cakes on
homemade cakes.
Show. Coffees, teas.
Oh, yeah. And homemade cakes with cinnamon, perhaps. Oh, wonderful. So lots tomorrow. And lots of activities to raise funds. Because just to remind our listener, if it's not clear, we're sort of assuming some things here. Your Bay Tree Place Cancer Support is a charity.
Yes.
It's been formed as a charity. So it does definitely run on funds, support, run fundraising to make sure that the elements of being able to put on that support and provide the coffee and the tea and the biscuits to keep that support going and the website and all of that. You know, there's so much behind it that often people do forget.
Yes. You've got a whole team. I saw on your website. Yes. You've got nutritionist, device. And
that's Denise.
All sorts.
There's quite a lot. And it's really nice because we have this common bond between us all that... which really helps, I think, and keeps us all together, if you like.
It does. So as well as, I know you were saying earlier when we were talking outside in the green room, that you do still raise money and do lost stuff for Macmillan.
Yes, we do.
As well as your own now, your own charity.
Yes, we do. We
to encourage the two together.
Yes.
And this next song that we're going to play, so we can harp over all the sort of joyfulness that's coming out of this, as well as, yes, there's some sadness, but there's also a lot of joyfulness. And you chose this song, didn't you, Linda?
Yes.
By the wonderful Helen Shapiro.
Yes.
Somebody in this room has also met her, but we won't mention that because she told me
not to. Can't tell.
Oh, come on, Jan.
For another day.
Oh. She just teases us. It's just terrible. And so if it plays, if I can do the right magic, we are going to have some walking back to happiness. 13.1 miles, perhaps.
But it's true. What loneliness can do since I've been away. I have loved you more each day, walking back to happiness. Whoop-a, oh yeah. Said goodbye to loneliness. Whoop-a, oh yeah. I never knew I'd miss you. Now I know what I must do. Happiness I shared with you. I'm making up for things I said. Whoop-a, oh yeah.
killer, oppa, oh yeah, yeah. I shouldn't have gone away, so I'm coming back today. I'm walking back to happiness I threw away.
Network provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
So a little bit of walking there, not necessarily 13.1 miles, but Linda, our guest in the studio on Who Cares Wins today, did in fact do 13.1 miles walking after she'd finished her treatment through breast cancer. So an amazing task on its own, let alone all the other wonderful stuff that she's been telling us this morning. See, time flies. I'm already on Thursday morning already. So Linda, it's fabulous to have you in this studio. I'd like about 4 hours show really on what you're doing. You've talked about some of those activities, and one of the things we wanted to clarify as well with our listener is your area, the Baytree place is Hawkinge.
Yes, that's it's right. Sort of in Densole, which is 1 mile from Hawkinge.
In which direction? Are we going towards...
We're sort of going towards Canterbury.
Towards Canterbury, so inland.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And people can come to you. They don't have to necessarily be in that community.
No, not
they
at
can
all.
Come from anywhere.
Yes, they can.
If
yes.
they want to get a, I don't know, they could fly into Manston Airport and then zoom on the train or something.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You don't have to live in the area.
Because we have listeners from all over the globe, wow. Which is fantastic. And they listen in and they then Facebook and they tweet and they talk about us, which is fantastic. So, yes, if they wanted to come and visit you, that would be marvellous.
Yes.
You don't actually put them up, though, do you, really?
Not really. We could point them in directions of places to stay overnight.
Sure.
Locally.
Okay, so there's B&Bs or any friends that might offer,
yes.
etc., the
yes.
signpost.
Yes,
and
definitely.
Just to reiterate for me, when you talked about the people coming perhaps face-to-face to talk to you, I know you've got your website yes. and your blogs and people can get a lot from that.
Yes.
They come to see you, they come and visit for a chat over coffee.
Yes.
Are they formal set times that you advertise, right, we're having a coffee morning, 10 o'clock, turn up? Or is it literally I could ring you, have a need, and you would arrange for you and I to meet
yes.
on a particular date according to our diaries?
Well, funny enough, Angela, we do both really. I sometimes have ladies that say, oh, could I pop round and have a coffee with you and have a chat? And quite often they'll do that and we just have a one-to-one chat.
Yeah.
And then on our website, on our calendar, it's got our dates and our times when we meet up. Generally, we sort of meet up twice a month, about every fortnight.
Right.
It's normally a coffee afternoon or a meal out. Generally, one of those two each month.
So they're like what I call more formal events.
Yes,
as
that's
the
right.
ad hoc.
Yes.
The need is, if you're available,
yes.
presumably
yes.
you're not available 24/7, are you?
No, that's right.
Do you sleep? You do sleep. This is a good thing.
So
sleep.
13-mile walk, but she does need to sleep.
My husband does whinge a bit sometimes. I get up quite early in the morning.
Does he? Oh. But we love your husband.
We do. We do. He's really husband. Good. He's very good.
So do we know hubby's name?
It's Jamie. Jamie. Love mentioning.
Hello, Jamie. I'm hoping he's listening in. And if he isn't, I'll be round. Jamie, put kettle on. And mine's coffee, white, no sugar, thanks. And it is the support and the charity and the fundraising really that's the key for you to now keep going and going from strength to strength with the sort of the passions there. And it's really, we need your community to start stepping in as well, I presume.
Absolutely lovely.
Let's do some shout outs. Let's do it because we can. Mm-hmm. If we could get you in anywhere, where would you want to get into? Who do you need to connect with? Because I'm sure there'll be listeners out there who might know someone or could just somehow drag them along and say that you must meet this woman. Mm. What connections?
Well,
what would be good?
I'd sort of like people in Hawkins, really, or in the Folkestone area that would like to connect up with us. We do a lot of crafts. We make a lot of crafts. Or people that would like to really sort of get involved in our events that we do, because we're always up to different things. At Christmas we're going to do a balloon release from the White Horse pub. We were chatting to Bev yesterday, so we're going to do a balloon release, and we're going to have Christmas carols, mince pies, wonderful. And all this sort of thing. We're just going to let off these balloons so we can just let everything off. And
are they the balloons? I've heard someone else talk about this, where you can put a message and it's attached to the balloon, is that right? And
that's
then it gets let go and
yes,
and that goes on its way.
That's
on its
right.
On its journey in itself.
Yeah.
And the Christmas. Who's making the mince pies? Do you need someone?
We could do.
We could have. Yeah.
Could do, yes.
Anyone
yes.
out there? Cake
yes.
baking.
Yes, that would be great. Yeah. Always up for cake bakers. Anyone that's or craft makers, cake bakers. Anyone at all that wants to get involved with us. We're
so donation we're, could be financial, but it could be items and food.
Yes,
for
it
sale.
Could be. Yes.
Excellent. So everybody can tap in somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. If there's any idea, any creative idea that you can actually get some money for this lovely lady, Linda, and her charity, and therefore continuing that support, not only in Hawkinge and in Folkestone area, which may well naturally link into the community, because I'm sure there's lots of people that it's that preferred face-to-face anyway. Mm-hmm. But of course, the website allows you to reach beyond that, and it can reach somebody who just connects with you in some way and they just so happen to live in, I don't know, Edinburgh or somewhere like that. But they could journey on down because Kent's lovely, you know, if you're listening in from Edinburgh. Kent's
or
a marvellous place.
Partner up. So you have different sites around the country.
What are you suggesting, Jan?
Not that kind of partner. Oh, her mind's gone again. I do apologise, Linda.
I'm thinking about the lovely Mr. Williams and the lovely consultant.
But we could spread the East Kent's message around the country and have groups.
Fantastic. And then that would be great. Yeah,
just possibilities
just,
are endless.
I can't even get my teeth in now. The possibilities are endless. And presumably donations, just physically, people saying, do you know what? I'm going to write a check. Here you go. Gratefully received.
Great.
It would, wouldn't it? She's got her hands out already saying, yes, I'll take it. Thanks, listener. So if you want to connect with her, you're on Facebook, you're on a website, you've got your email address as well, which we will come back to to make sure that people have got those key contact details for you.
Fantastic.
What, for you, bigger vision, you had the vision of, I can see my garden being used and having this place, this lovely space for people to come and share, unload, connect, be supportive. I'm sure you've got better words to use than I'm using. And the bigger vision, this, you know, do you see it like this now as bigger or still maintaining this small uniqueness?
Yeah, I think really it's sort of, like you say that, Angela, it's sort of combining the two, really, still keeping our activities going, but being there on a one-to-one basis for people who just literally want to drop in, you know, and say, oh, how did you get all? Because when people do drop in, they also want to know about my treatment, you know. It's like, did you have this? Did this, you know, what happened to you? And did you find this happened when you were on chemo? And they still want that closeness, that one-to-one, you know, which I think will always be there, which I'm always able to give.
Yes.
So I don't think we'll lose that close one-to-one when people come in. And at the same time, we still have our activities. So I think we'll sort of be having a balance there, really. You know, still doing our events. I mean, we do a lot at the White Horse pub, and they sort of support us quite a lot. So,
that's fantastic. That is really good to hear, because, again, it's just, if you didn't have that venue.
No.
But I'm sure we could find other venues that could help so that the white lion...
White horse.
Why have I got a lion?
I've no idea. What's in your tea?
I don't know, but obviously not strong enough. And the White Horse Pub in Hawkinge, fantastic place. Go to it. And then you can also leave a check behind the bar for Linda. But also, they must want to sleep and rest. So if we can get some other venues to offer, yes. What type of, do you need, is it a certain restriction on venue or does it not matter? Just anywhere that's got a room where people can either sit or have refreshments or we can bring
yes,
our
that's
own.
Right, really, yes.
Anything
room
goes.
With refreshments, really, Angela. Yeah, that would be fine. Yeah, that would be lovely. Somewhere we can, I mean, our craft side is sort of getting bigger now. We've sort of got different crafts, glassware. We've got scarves, mittens that we sell, and so that side of it's growing a bit. So ladies sit, chat to each other, have a look at the crafts, spend a little bit of money, and we're sort of promoting well-being, health and well-being after, for people that have come out of treatment, that we like to have fun, you know.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
And the more fun we have,
we like a giggle.
Absolutely.
There's nothing like a good old giggle, which is good for the soul. And it also, as you say, there's that going through your treatment that I know people have spoken to me about having that humour and having, because I am still me. I'm going through these structures and this diary of events. Mm. I don't know whether you found that, but people have said to me about how they, forget the bald head. I am still me. I'm still being able to have fun and I am a human being. I'm not this completely different entity.
Yeah.
Things, you know, life goes on and things are going on and I still want to be part of that, as you say, as much as you can with the energy levels and the website can allow that community, that connection. Yes. It's fantastic. Yeah. So, yes, we'll do that before we finish the show to make sure that those that are listening, and if you're not listening, I'm going to find you and knock on your door and tune in to channelradio.co.uk. Make sure you hear Linda's story and just inspiring to them. I want to write a check because it's just really to the heart. Won't be for much, Linda, but I'll definitely be doing something. And I think very appropriately, before we go into the contact details, so you can get your pens now, everyone that's listening. Go and get a cup of tea if you want, but go and get a pen, a bit of paper, so you can jot all this information down in a moment. While we listen to Queen again, Linda, I know you like them. And, of course, this is very... You liked this, and this was another one of your requests, that the show must go on.
Definitely.
Must it not?
Definitely.
And yours is definitely going on. And long may it continue. And don't think you're getting out of here yet, just yet. So you stick there. But you can sing if you wish. I promise. I won't laugh.
Spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know the score. On and on, does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless crime behind the curtain. Turning round the corner now.
show must go on. Tales of yesterday, we grow but never die. I can fly, my friend. The show must go on. Hey. The show must go on. I'll face it with a grin.
So there we had Queen with The Show Must Go On.
Listeners, you missed it. Angela was yelling at the ceiling, miming to Freddie, having a whale of a time.
Well, you just, that song really needs to be blasted from every speaker on the universe. And I just takes me back to having Queen when I first had my, when I got divorced. Not that I make a habit of it, but when I first got divorced and I had my own car I bought for myself. Nobody else had given me any opinions. I went out, I bought it on my own. It was like my first purchase. You know, nobody else was saying what you should buy and what you should have. It was my car. And I remember playing that song because I had all of the Queen CDs in my car. That was the day when you had to put the CD in the actual player, you know, not iPods. And I had The Show Must Go On, and I had, it was that lovely summer's day, and I had all the windows down, the sunroof open, blaring. I was the mobile disco. I was the mobile Queen music player. And it just gives you that buzz. As you can tell, Linda, yeah, I am buzzing in this chair. She thinks I'm mad, but you know, listener, that I am. And Jan's just given up on me. And before we went to the break, Linda, we were talking about those that support you through fundraising. Yes. And coming to talk to you, utilising your charity. Yes. And yeah, actually, you know, really tapping into it. But of course, one of the things to remember is you don't have to be associated with cancer in any shape or form.
No,
just,
not at all.
You want to just come along and raise monies or support or offer because...
Yes.
You're a fellow human That's being right. in the community.
Yes. We put a little advert in our local advertiser about 3 weeks ago and I had quite a big response from it.
Good.
One particular lady was, she just said, well, I'm retired, Linda, and I'm just looking for an interest.
Lovely.
And I'd like to knit crafts for your...
Lovely.
And that was her input, and I thought, well, that's great.
It is yeah. great, and it's anything, as you say, you've got a talent or a gift, and sometimes how to use that gift, and just by sharing it, you feel good.
Yeah.
Whether it's for a charity, whether it's for fundraising, or you're just getting a bit of an awareness of what you do. So it's getting your business out there. I know a lot of companies now who, as well as their business and its profits and its bottom line and its keeping going, they actually have an element where, do you know what? We also want to support either a local charity or something that there's a feel-good factor about. It's not just writing a check, and oh, we donate to local charity, aren't we good? It's the real, we're involved in, we really want to support, whether it's local business, local community.
And it can be giving time, and time can be sometimes more valuable than anything else.
It is, because there's, you know, it's really priceless, isn't it, time? And it whizzes by, especially in this studio. And so it is, just giving my time, I think, is sometimes, I'm not going to say it's that it should be, but I think most people value, when you offer your time, it just appears, or it comes more genuine sometimes than just, because you can sometimes easily write a check if you've got millions in the bank. Yes. And actually, are you really supporting this charity? So as you say, by physically, you know, I've worked hard on these cakes, even though they're burnt, I've worked hard to produce them. And they may not raise you much money because they don't look good, but it's just that, you know, I'm involved, I'm engaged with it, which is fantastic. So contact details, Linda. Yes, we want to make sure our listeners know how to get hold of you for any reason, whether it's for fundraising, whether it's ideas they've got to raise money and work with you, or they're looking at for their own support network or people that they know may want to tap into it.
Yes.
What's the key? So the website, first of all, let's get that address out there. I'm testing you now, you know. I am.
Our website is www.baytreeplace.btck.co.uk.
BTCK. That's an interesting one.
Yeah, it's a British telecom community website, so it's a little free website.
I see.
But we've got a lot packed into it. Actually, it's amazing how much you can put onto these websites.
And may I also congratulate you on your gorgeous photos that are on the website?
Oh, thank you.
And who's the particular photographer?
I will mention her. She's lovely. Her name is Rachel Raphael, and you can find her on Facebook. And back in April, Denise and a couple of the girls said, one of the other girls has arranged for us to have a makeover.
Wow.
And we went to Deptford or somewhere like that, I think it was.
Oh, yes, South East London.
Yes, and this lady is also a kickbox instructor.
Oh, my goodness, don't argue with her. Okay. Righto.
Yeah.
Yes, I will stand still and pose.
So we had our makeovers done. She took these lovely photos of us.
Lovely.
And then we had to do an hour's kickboxing, which we didn't bargain for, but that was okay.
You've gone in stilettos, heels.
There's an alternate order. Oh, I can just hear our producer, Mr. Paul Andrews, probably like, oh, yes, I need to investigate those people. That's an interesting concept of, you know, stilettos and a makeover and then do some kickboxing.
That's right.
Yay. So we've got your website. Also, you are on Facebook, aren't you? There is a Facebook page.
Yes. We're on Baytree Place Cancer Support.
You can find us on Facebook. Search box in Facebook.
Yes, it will come up.
Needless to say, we will add that to our Facebook page.
Everything will be on Facebook at the end of the show.
Lovely.
And email.
Is Linda, Linda with a Y.
So it's L-Y-N-D-A.
That's right. Yes, linda.m.goodyear.
And that's just to clarify, it's not as in Goodyear, the lady that's on Coronation Street.
No, that's
it's
right.
It's G-O-O-D-I-E-R. Thank you.
Yeah.
At btinternet.com. Brilliant. Yeah. And then on the Contact Us page on your website, naturally, then you can also find it there if you don't write it down. We are fast approaching the end of the show. It has whizzed by. Linda, thank you so much for coming down and seeing us.
Thank you, Jan.
And sharing such an inspirational story, let alone the actual work you're doing with regards to the charity, just your own personal journey, which is fantastic.
Thank you.
And I would just like to throw out there, the listeners who may be going through treatment at the moment, what's the one thing you may encourage them to hang on to, something that maybe helped you through your journey?
I actually kept a diary, Angela, each day, and I just turned my diary over one page at a time because I knew I was getting better just one page at a time.
Fantastic.
And that really helped me.
That's fantastic. You know. There's a song in there as well too, isn't it? One day at a time. And what about those that support? We talked about your lovely husband.
Yeah, they're really, really important because sometimes they're almost going through the journey with you, really. They're so close. And they can feel quite frustrated sometimes that they feel that they can't do enough or they feel they're not doing enough, you know.
So but I think,
they really are. And they need, you know, they're great, the carers.
Brilliant.
Just great.
Brilliant. Well, before we disappear, Jan, we've also got, because it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October.
It is the month of October every year. is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we've got a couple of charities that have got events that you can either sign up to, or they encourage you to set up your own to raise money for cancer support in various kinds. Long one is breastcancercampaign.org. They have the main site for the Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but also there's breastcancercare.org.uk. They have an events page. And did you know that every Friday is Pink Friday?
In October. Yes, yes.
Look. Oh, pink shirt. She's ready. It's not Friday, Angela. It's Monday.
Don't care. I'm a rebel.
With a cause.
No.
The cause is cancer this month.
It's a chocolate one.
So if you want to help raise money either for a local group or for a national group, those two websites, we'll pop those on Facebook after the show today. And we've mentioned these before, but this week is Dyspraxia Awareness Week and also Dyslexia Awareness Week.
Yeah.
And again, both of the national organisation websites will go up on our Facebook page.
Fantastic. And next week's guest is even more about health and well-being.
Absolutely. Rory Murphy, who we had on the phone.
We have.
A few months ago from Wellbeing People. In November, there's the Kent Wellbeing Symposium. It's being held at the Kent Events Centre in Maidstone. And Rory will be coming on to tell us all about this symposium, their guest speakers, stands, if you want to have a stand there, how you can go about doing that. If you want to attend as a delegate, wander around, listen to speakers, talk to people on stands. So he'll be telling us all about that next Monday.
The event is November the 9th. November the 13th, isn't 13th. It? Lucky
Absolutely.
For some.
Yes.
But yeah, he's going to tell us all about that next week. So yeah, we'll have him in the studio.
We will indeed.
A very helpful man to know.
And if you're listening, Rory, I still need your music.
Yes, we need some requests. Although we've got oodles, haven't
we'll
we, Jan?
Force things upon you.
Linda, before we disappear, and I've got a particular song I'd like to dedicate to the work you do by a lovely lady, Lucinda Drayton, who some of you know is, or used to be known as, Bliss, and she has some lovely music and some lovely songs. So I'm going to play that out when we finish. But before we go, you have a lovely saying or a phrase on your website,
yes,
don't you, that just really encapsulates all that you are as a wonderful woman. What does it say?
We just say that cancer is a word, it's not a sentence, and it's something you can live with, and life goes on really well afterwards. It's not to, don't be too frightened of it. Just go with it.
You were just amazing. Yeah, absolutely amazing. Woman, thank you so much for coming down, and do come back, keep us posted on how your fundraising's going, if people have contacted you, if we need to, you know, go and send the boys round to get people to write checks. We can do that. We know some boys. So yes, before we disappear, listener, do remember the show from today will be repeated on Thursday, 3 o'clock. You can also tune into the Listener Gains either through channelradio.co.uk or, of course, through our websites, both Jan and my website, which are all detailed on the Facebook webpage. So before we disappear, I would like to thank once again Jan.
Thank you, Angela.
Marvellous. And Linda.
Thank you very much, Angela.
Thank you so much. And, of course, all your great supporters, Jamie, Mr. Williams, who's out there. Thank you so much.
Sarah, who's been in the green room all afternoon.
Yay. Thank you, Sarah. So here's Lucinda. Thank you for all of it.
A trail of petals, a path of seeds, a blackbird's song, a Christmas scene. Logs on the fire, the end of May, the sun rising over with Sand Bay. My mother's arms, my father's advice, your bad jokes and the way you smile, the way you touch me, the love in your eyes, the sadness I feel when you say goodbye. Thank you for all of it, the ups and the downs, the good times, the bad times, the sights and the sounds. Thank you for all of it, the hurt and the fight, the love, the coming to the light.
taken for granted. The